Title: Apache Blueprint. Amin Varination Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an Apache-style Amin arrangement blueprint in Ableton Live 12, specifically for drum and bass edits. The vibe we're after is fast, rolling, and constantly evolving, but still controlled. Like, it sounds wild, but it never loses the plot. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar drop layout you can reuse, a main Amin foundation, a handful of variations that rotate every 4, 8, or 16 bars, clean fill moments, and a workflow that makes it fast to generate options without getting messy. Let's set this up properly first, because DN beat edits only feel right when the session is calibrated. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like 172 as a starting point. Time signature stays at 4/4. Now create a few tracks, an audio track called Amin Raw, a MIDI track called Amin Rack, an audio track called Amin Resample, optional audio tracks for kick layer and snare layer, and create returns. Return A is short verb and return B is delay if you want it. Cool. Now we start where most people accidentally ruin the break. Warping. Drop your Amin into Amin Raw. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients and keep transient loop mode off to start. Now zoom in and find the first clean downbeat. Usually it's a kick, but use your ear. Right click and choose set 1.1.1 here, then warp from here straight. Now listen through a few bars. Here's the rule: do not grid every transient. If you pin everything perfectly, you kill the natural push that makes the Amin feel like the Amin. Instead, if it drifts, place a couple warp markers on the big landmarks, strong kicks, and especially the main snares. The goal is simple. Your snare consistently lands around beats 2 and 4, but the micro swing stays alive. Once the raw audio is sitting right, we slice it, because slicing is where the real speed happens. Right-click the Amin clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients and pick the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will build a drum rack with each slice mapped to a pad. Now do a quick cleanup pass in the drum rack. Open the chain list so you can see each slice. On any messy ones, open Simpler and adjust Start and End. Turn Snap off if you need micro trims. Set Simpler to one shot, and choose Gate if you want tighter control, or Trigger if you want more old-school edit ring behavior. Before we write anything, here's a pro move that saves time. Make a slice map. Rename a few important pads. You don't have to rename everything. Just the essentials. Kick, main snare, ghost snare, hat, ride, perk, crash. This makes the whole editing process feel like you're composing, not hunting. Now we build the Apache blueprint. One strong main loop, plus variations that change density, direction, and emphasis. Start with a 2-bar MIDI clip on the Amin rack. This is your rolling foundation. Put the main snare slice on beat 2 and beat 4 in both bars. Lock that in first. That's your anchor. Teacher note here, legibility rules. Controlled chaos needs landmarks. Rule 1. Keep one consistent landmark every 2 bars, usually that main snare. Rule 2. One stunt at a time. If you do a stutter, don't also do a reverse and a filter sweep and a hole in that same half bar. Pick the headline move so the listener can actually perceive it. Now fill in the rest of the 2 bars. Add kicks where the break naturally hits hard. Add a little ghost hits leading into the snares. And don't overpack it. The Amin breathes. If you make everything constant, it stops rolling and starts feeling like a typewriter. Once your main loop feels good, duplicate it and start making variations. Variation 1 is ghost and space. Duplicate the clip, then remove about 20 to 30% of the smaller hits, then lower velocities on the remaining ghosts. Aim for something like 20 to 60 velocity for ghost notes. Hats can live around 50 to 80, and keep one snare as the hero, 110 to 127. Think of velocity as your mixer inside the break. If you get your velocities right, the processing later reacts musically instead of just turning into crunchy noise. Variation 2 is a stutter burst. Duplicate again. At the end of the 4th bar, or the end of the 2nd bar, if you're working in 2-bar clips, take the last 8th note or last 16th note and repeat a tight slice with 16th notes. It can be a snare, a hat, even a little percussion tick. Add a velocity ramp so it builds, like 70 up to 110. In Ableton, set your grid to 1/16, and use note stretch if you need to compress or expand a burst quickly. Variation 3 is the reverse pickup. We're not reversing the whole groove, we're creating tension into a phrase change. Pick a snare or crash slice. Go into Simpler, open the sample and reverse it, or bounce it to audio and reverse there. Place that reversed hit right before a main snare, like the last eighth before a new section. Advanced tip. Try a reverse tail catch. Instead of reversing the whole snare, reverse just a short noisy tail after the transient. Put that reverse tail before the real snare. You get the suction effect without losing punch. Variation 4 is the Apache switch, and this is the signature move. For half a bar, you recontextualize the loop. Reorder slices so the accents shift. Maybe the snare hits slightly early, maybe the kick pattern displaces. You're allowed to get weird for half a bar to one bar, but you must resolve cleanly. That means you land the main snare confidently on the next bar so the dance floor doesn't fall over. If you want extra variation without changing everything, steal one of these advanced ideas. Call and response snares. Bar 1 is normal, bar 2 adds a quiet answer snare just after beat 4, like a 16th late. Kick displacement swap. Move just one kick earlier or later, and suddenly the whole groove swerves while the snare keeps it readable. Hat only rewrite. Keep kick and snare the same, rewrite only hats and percussion for a new top-line motion. Negative space fill. The fill is actually a mute. Drop almost everything for a beat. Keep one tiny tick, then slam back in. Now we humanize, but carefully. Open the groove pool. Add a swing 16 groove, like 16-55 or 16-58. Apply it to your MIDI clips with timing around 10 to 25. Keep velocity influence tiny, like 0 to 10, and random only a little, like 0 to 5. And listen for flamming, especially if you're going to layer snares. If the snare starts sounding like two separate hits, reduce groove timing, or adjust layers so they're not fighting. Now, optional but very DNB, layering. For a kick layer, choose a short, punchy kick. Place kicks only where the amen kick feels strongest. Don't match every kick. Your layer is the weight. The amen is the movement. On the kick layer, add EQ8. Cut a little around 200 to 350 if it's boxy. Add saturator with soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then a compressor with attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 and just 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. For a snare layer, choose a crisp snare. Put it on 2 and 4, maybe with a ghost before in some variations. EQ8. Cut mud around 180 to 350, add presence around 3 to 6k, then drum boss for character. Drive 5 to 15, boom very carefully, crunch to taste. If the amen snare keeps dominating and your layered snare can't win, do the snare dominance trick. On the amen track, dip around 180 to 250 hc only during snare hits. You can automate it or use clip envelopes. That way you carve room only when you need it. Now we process the amen itself with a stock chain that's basically drop ready. On the amen rack, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 hc. If it's cloudy, gently dip 250 to 400. If it's dull, add a tiny shelf up around 8 to 12k, like 1 to 3 dB. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 20 depending on the sample. Crunch 5 to 15. Use damp to control harshness. Add transients, but don't go crazy. Plus 5 to plus 20 can be enough. Then saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then glue compressor, ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds for tighter control. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter as a safety net, ceiling at minus 0.3. It should catch peaks, not smash the groove. If you are layering kick and snare, consider sidechaining the amen slightly from the layers so the layers stay dominant. Light touch. You're not pumping, you're making space. Quick sterido note. Throw utility after saturation and set bass mono around 120 to 200 hc. This keeps low and stable while the top stays lively. Now it's time to arrange the actual drop. This is where the blueprint becomes a repeatable structure. Move into arrangement view. We're laying out a 32-bar drop. Bars 1 to 8 are established. Section A. Bars 1 to 4 run the main loop. Bars 5 to 8 switch to variation 1, the ghost and space clip, and add a tiny stutter right at bar 8. Add an impact on bar 1, like a crash. Add a short fill at bar 8. Bars 9 to 16 are intensify, A+. Bars 9 to 12 go back to the main loop, maybe with extra ghosts. Bars 13 to 16 use variation 2 stutter bursts and set up a reverse pickup into bar 17. In the last two bars, automate an auto filter sweep on the amen so it feels like it's pulling into the next section. If you like, add a subtle noise riser, but keep it tasteful. Bars 17 to 24 are the switch, section B. Bars 17 to 20, bring in the Apache switch variation. Bars 21 to 24, return to the main loop, but remove something for contrast, like fewer hats, then reintroduce them, and add a whole moment. At bar 24 beat 4, mute the break for an eighth or a quarter note, then slam back in. That microsilence is an impact. Bars 25 to 32 are peak and exit. Bars 25 to 28, main loop plus your strongest layering. Bars 29 to 31, combine variation 2 and 4, but controlled. Remember, one stunt at a time. If it starts sounding like a drum solo, pull it back. Bar 32 is a dedicated fill, snare roll, chopped rearrange, or even a negative space fill. Then choose an exit type, hard stop, filtered tail, or a signature flam. Big concept check. Every 8 bars, the listener should feel a moment, a fill, a switch, a hole, a reverse pickup, a filter sweep, something that says, new chapter. Now we commit. Because jungle style editing gets faster after you print it. Create your Amen resample track, set input to resampling, arm it, and record a pass of your drop. Now you've got audio that represents your best decisions. On the resampled audio, add micro fades on clip edges, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, especially on hard cuts and reverses. This prevents clicks without softening punch, and now you can do edit of the edit moves quickly. Tiny holes, quick reverses, beat repeat for micro moments, or even slicing the resample again for hyper edits. If you want a darker, heavier DNB tone, try a multiband mindset. Duplicate the Amen into low and high bands. Low pass one around 180 to 250 for lows. High pass the other around 180 to 250 for highs. Distort the highs more. Keep the lows tighter, and keep the low band mono.